travel time. Interesting train journeys.
Hi, I'm Marge James, and you're listening to Trends in Travel, the show that brings you all the latest news from the world of travel. On today's show, we'll be visiting the unspoiled beaches of Mozambique, traveling down China's Yellow River in a steamboat, and looking at the positive effects of ecotourism in the Mexican state of Yucatan. But first, our look at listeners' holidays with Stuart Gribble. Hi, Stuart. So, what are we looking at today?
Hi, Marge. Well, 3 weeks ago, we asked listeners to email us about any interesting train journeys they've been on, and we got quite a response.
Great. So, what was the longest journey that anyone had done?
Well, not surprisingly, it was the Moscow to Vladivostok on the world-famous Trans-Siberian Railway. The journey takes 7 days and covers 9,259 kilometres. There are 67 stops, including Yekaterinburg and Irkutsk. Yekaterinburg is where the last Russian Tsar, Nicholas II, and his family were executed after the Russian Revolution. Irkutsk is near the southern tip of Lake Baikal, the world's largest freshwater lake.
So, you can see these places as you sit and look out of the window, I suppose?
Well, even better than that, passengers can get off and visit places and then get back on the next train that comes along. You could spend months exploring the route if you had the time.
And what did our listeners say about it?
Well, Tracy Charles from Brighton said it had been an adventure of a lifetime and that she wanted to do it again soon. Bruce Willis from Manchester told us that he'd had a great time, but he suggested travellers buy a lot of food before getting on the train because there wasn't much to buy along the route.
Good advice.
Another popular journey is the Trans-Mongolian Railway. This also starts in Moscow, goes through Mongolia, and then down to Beijing in China. The journey time is 5 days and it's 7,826 kilometres long. Ken Frankham of Liverpool wrote that it was the greatest journey he'd ever made. He said that the countryside was stunning and the people were extremely friendly. Laura Dunn of Norwich told us that she thought that the Trans-Mongolian was better than the Trans-Siberian because it passed through three countries rather than just staying in Russia.
Okay, but are there any great railway journeys outside of Russia?
Oh, yeah. Chris Earle emailed to tell us about the Guangzhou, China to Lhasa, Tibet journey operated by Qinghai Tibet Railway. This covers 4,980 kilometres and takes 54 and a half hours, so just over 2 days. There are 10 stops along the line. Chris said that this was a good journey for anyone who'd already done the Russian railway journeys. He told us that the line goes through some amazing places. For example, the Tangula Pass, which at 5,072 metres above sea level, is the world's highest railway line. Tangula Railway Station at 5,068 metres is the world's highest railway station. The journey goes through two of the world's longest tunnels. Both are around 4 kilometres long and over 675 bridges. It's quite a feat of engineering.
It sounds amazing. I wouldn't mind doing that journey myself. In fact, I once thought about taking the train to Russia.